A few of you may even have been present on this middle July Sunday in 2002, 15 years ago, at the Lionville Middle School gym. We had this same exact reading from Paul's letter to the Romans. At that time, I talked about the difference between moaners and groaners. Anybody ring a bell how far back? In those 15 years since, I've learned something. That most of us are really moaners, even though what we moan about changes through our lives. See, the last 15 years I've been moving through middle age. Here's an example. Pre-teenage boys and girls moan when they want to stay up late and their mom and dad tell them they have to go to bed. Teenage boys and girls moan when mom and dad get them out of bed before noon. Middle-aged folks, filled with the responsibilities of job and family and anxieties, we moan when we can't even fall asleep because there's too much on our minds. And when you really get to senior citizen life, you moan because you wake up in the morning with all those aches and pains. So the situation has changed, but we keep on moaning, right? So it's true, Paul says. But he says something else. He says, we are not called to be moaners, complaining about the present. Paul says that all the physical world of creation and every human heart is groaning, striving for something more, looking for the good, longing for something with hope that's not yet here. It's not complaining about the present problems. It's looking forward with anxiousness and hopefulness and eagerness to what God is doing and bringing about in our midst. The kingdom of God, redemption, Paul says, is still on the way. And our hearts are aching, stretching forward, wanting it to come. We're called to be groaners, not moaners. But I read this again. I saw a beautiful second image that St. Paul used. He says, all creation is groaning in labor pains. Now, all of you who are mothers in a physical way, you know better than any middle-aged bachelor like me what labor pains are really like. See, Paul says there's a lot of ache and pain in this world. There's sufferings that are going on in our lives. But they bring about new life. And just as a woman embraces the sacrifice of pain in her labor pains to bring new life, so you and I bear the sufferings of this world as part of the process of bringing alive the kingdom of God on earth. And Paul reassures us, he says, the sufferings of this present time, all the things we moan about, are nothing compared to the glory that will be revealed in us, which we groan for. So today, as I did 15 years ago, I ask you to pray together with me that even in the midst of our moaning, we will allow our hearts to continue to groan for the coming of God's kingdom. Because Paul assures us, it will come. And despite our sufferings, if we remain faithful, we will be a part of it. God is at work in the physical world, and in our human hearts, and in human society, to bring about the kingdom of God on earth. Open your hearts and groan for its coming.